this is a really tough thing for Ask Alex this week with Shane's dilemma. He's about, what, a month away, Alex, from getting married, which should be a joyous and, like, awesome thing, right?
Totally.
But unfortunately, he just found out some information that, I guess, through one of those ancestry things, like DNA testing, you're like, hey, like, let's see where I'm from, who I am, yada, yada. He's actually related to his fiance.
Not just related. We're talking about full-blooded, same mom, same dad, brother and sister. They went through the foster care system separately growing up. They had no idea. He vaguely remembered before Child Protective Services took him away and put him into the foster care system when he was four that his mom had just had a baby, and it was a girl, but like he never met her. It didn't sound like he even knew her name. So he wouldn't have had any way of knowing like who his sister was, and they met randomly out at Georgia Street one summer or something. They were having some drinks. And then it was love at first sight. They've been dating ever since. And now we're to the point where the wedding is literally a month away. And he's like, dude, am I supposed to still marry her? Or do we have to break up and then everyone knows our secret? Or do we have to keep the secret for the rest of our lives?
That's a tough one. 317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and our Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9.
Hugh, this shouldn't even be a question knowing how they should get married. Jordan, stay together, keep your secret. You surrogate mother and have one bio kid apiece. She's not your sister. You just have similar DNA. So not your fault or shameful. Haley, wow, this is horrible. I feel so sorry for them. They should not get married. It would be a huge weight to keep that secret. Aaron, I agree. Yo, Alex Raps. I think the connection was there, which is where the feelings came from. Shayna, they shouldn't get married, but I agree they need therapy. It's going to be a long road. Also, Patrick, they could try being brother and sister, but this is a special case where I wouldn't resent them being together.
Yeah, I think they got to go through with it, especially because the wedding's in a month from now. Like, what if somebody bought him a wedding gift? Hey, what's up, Donna?
Hey, I think that the counseling is absolutely necessary. I'm not saying they should break up, but I'm not saying they should get married, but absolute counseling before you do anything. That marriage shouldn't happen in a month. They need that counseling separately and as couples therapy.
How do you, when you have all the ends tied up, the loose ends, like their venues booked, you know, and everything is ready, how do you postpone a wedding like that?
Well, I think the bigger question is how do you live with that secret throughout your life without having talked to someone? They've not talked to anyone at all. They need somebody who's going to be able to give them good advice. And as a foster parent, I can feel for him. I have a 2.5-year-old foster son whose mother is about to give birth in 2 months. And this kind of thing weighs on me of what his future is going to be like. And I know there's nothing shameful being in foster care at all.
Totally.
And nothing shameful with not knowing who your siblings are. And when this kind of bizarre thing happens, you can't have that shame, but it's ingrained in your body. It's how you grew up. It's part of your morality of who you are. So he's got to deal with that before he can make that decision to commit to the marriage, because I don't see this marriage working if they don't talk it out first.
Definitely. Hey, thank you, Donna. This is something that they definitely don't cover in premarital counseling.
No.
They don't cover that one. George, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on, man? What would you tell Shane to do here?
Well, I think at this point, he's got to realize that recovering from being a brother and sister from this is going to be a lot easier than recovering in a relationship. And I don't think the wedding means anything at this point, because if you have to keep a secret, if you can't tell all your people coming the truth and you feel like it's so shameful, then I don't think you can go through, because you're not even comfortable with the situation. You need to get some counseling. You need to figure out where you are. And from the outside looking in, we all got to remember the scripture. I think it's Amanda 8:27 that says, "Thou shalt not judge because thou hast still effed up in his life." You know, we all screw up, we all make mistakes, and this was a honest mistake, and I think they just need to get some help, and then they really need to think about how this long-term affects them with kids, with relationship, and who wants to have a wedding that's fake? Nobody wants to have a big secret like that at their wedding. It's gonna ruin the whole thing.
Hey, George, man, thank you for that. We appreciate it.
On Facebook, lots of comments. Radio Now 100.9. If you can't get through on the phones, 317-239-1009. Keith, they should keep it under wraps considering it's fully illegal. They also shouldn't have children. Incest children are considerably more likely to be having defects and problems, which is what makes it illegal in the first place. Andy, if they're planning to have children, they should end it or prepare for the possibility of having children with genetic issues. Tiffany, they should talk to their pastor about it. It'd be confidential, and of all people to trust with a good decision, it would be a preacher. I would say they probably should end it, but even getting counseling from church would be a good choice.
317-239-1009. Normally, if they just were like knew each other as brother and sister, I'm like, dude, you guys are sick in the head. What's wrong with you? But
right.
I think as long as they don't have kids, which is something they've got to decide if they want to do or not, I think you keep it a secret. And if you're happy and you love that person, that's just the plan. Hey, good morning, Anonymous. What did you want to tell Shane to do?
Well, unfortunately, I have experienced this with family members of mine. And you're right about the child. And if you have children or even one or multiple, they will come out with mixed up chromosomes. I have two cousins in my family, and that's even cousins. And that's, you know, down the line, you're speaking of brother and sister. So my advice to you, don't do it. I know you love her, and I know you guys are very innocent, and you had no idea, but it's the children will suffer. The child in my family, that's my cousin's child, has mental issues. He came out with missing vertebrae in his back, and it's just not right.
So besides the missing vertebrae in his back, as far as mental issues, what is it? Is it just that he's slower, or is it like, you know, like Down syndrome or cerebral palsy, or what exactly is wrong with him?
He is a very slow learner. He didn't learn to speak until he was almost 5.
Wow.
Yep. It's like a brain dysfunction. I don't know. It's horrible, but it is due to the same chromosomes mixing during the DNA.
Were they first cousins?
Yes. That would be like myself and him. It's his father and my father are brothers. His father and her sister, her mother, are brother and sister on her side, like on his mom's side. His dad's side, I'm related to him. His mom's side, he's related to her. We're all first cousins, but I'm not related to that woman. That's on his mom's side, who I'm not related to, but it's a complete mess, and they're first cousins.
Do you think
mom and his dad?
Do you think it would make a difference? Would it make a difference to you if they didn't have kids, if they just adopted? I mean, obviously it's weird, but they didn't know.
That would be, if they keep it to themselves, I mean, that's something that they would have to discuss for themselves if they could live with that as a secret. He has to ask himself if he would be okay with that or if she would be okay with knowing deep down that's going to haunt you for the rest of your life that, oh my gosh, this person, that's my sister, that's my brother. It's just weird to think about. I mean, we were raised, I mean, obviously that's not accepted. I mean, not just because it's gross, but and I'm not saying that in a bad way towards him. It's a very sad situation, but I agree if that's what he wants to do, then stay together. And if it's the notebook love he's speaking of, yes, stay together. But it's, like I said, it's if he and her can live together with that secret for the rest of their life.
Hey, thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you. Bye-bye.